This week in Public Post, today is Drug Take Back Day, the 9th in 4 years. Amy, what happens on Drug Take Back Day?
The idea is to make it convenient for people to safely and anonymously dispose of unwanted or expired prescription drugs. According to the DEA, drugs that are flushed down the toilet or otherwise improperly disposed of can contaminate water supplies, and drugs that sit unused in medicine cabinets can be a target of theft and abuse.
And where is this happening?
Most local police and sheriff's departments are official drop-off sites today. Some drug retailers are also participating. If folks want to know the nearest place for them, there's an online tool on the U.S. Department of Justice's website.
Are these special days the only time where you can safely get rid of prescription drugs?
Well, that depends on where you live. In Windsor County, most of the local law enforcement agencies have their own permanent boxes that are available year-round.
And if you don't live near one of these places, what do you do? Do you just throw them in the trash or wait around for one of these days?
You can wait around for one of these days. They come about twice a year. But actually, the FDA says it is okay to throw away many drugs in the trash as long as they're sealed in a container and preferably mixed with something kind of gross so no one will want to steal them out of the trash. However, some drugs do come with specific disposal instructions, and people with questions about specific drugs should ask their pharmacists.
So why have a drug take back day if they can just advise people to do that, mix it with something gross and have them throw it away?
Because some drugs are very bad for the environment, and although the majority of drugs it's okay to put in the landfill, it's a really bad thing to put that minority of them out there.
Also in the news this week, Amy, some Vermont town halls were in the news. Is that correct?
That's right. There's so many interesting things that happen in town halls around Vermont. This week, there were a few town hall mentions in Public Post. Wolcott was one of them. And Wolcott, the ballet Wolcott, holds classes in the town hall. And the ballet went before the select board asking to hold some additional classes, including Friday nights. And some members of the select board expressed a concern that the hall wouldn't be available if a resident wanted to use it on a Friday night.
What did they do?
Well, the board decided to let the ballet have the additional time, but said if a resident wants to rent the hall on a given date, the ballet will have to move its class to another location. Interestingly, the Ballet Wolcott is listed as one of the organizations that plan to use the new theater being built by Greensboro Arts Alliance that we talked about last week. So maybe that will be an option if the town hall gets booked.
And Amy, you also reported on the Moortown Town Hall.
That's right. In Moortown, the select board recently okayed a request from the Life Skills Program at Harwood Union to hold classes in its town hall. The program needed a place with a kitchen, and the Moortown Town Hall fit the bill.
And the last town hall item this week, Amy, some sad news from Barnet.
That's right. The Barton Chronicle reported Barnet has decided to shutter its town hall after the boiler failed inspection and was deemed beyond repair.
Well, looking ahead, Amy, Brandon is about to take the first big step in a post-Irene project called the Vermont Economic Resiliency Initiative, or VERI. What is this?
The VERI project is designed to help Brandon evaluate the flood risk to businesses and infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, utilities, and then put in place steps Brandon and the state can take to minimize rebuilding and recovery costs and ensure businesses can stay open after a flood, saving jobs and protecting the economy. The first step in the process is a community forum that's going to be held on October 16th, and organizers are hoping residents, business owners, and people who work in Brandon will all participate. Can you guess where the forum's being held?
Town hall?
Right.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you very much, Amy. We appreciate your insight.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source of community news and town meeting minutes from across the state of Vermont. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible by the VPR Journalism Fund.